first time I met the two together was at Yardley's Drum Shop on Snow Hill. It must have been about, 1968. John Bonham had just come back as a support group with Led Zeppelin, supporting Vanilla Fudge, etc. He said in his car as we drove around town buying Premier C sticks together, and he was buying his own sticks at that time, something he didn't have to do later. But they were both young guys, about the same age, and friends and rivals. Carl had given John the gig with Chris Farlow and the Thunderbirds when he'd left, and he'd left that to go on to Led Zeppelin. Also, I heard one tale, actually, which is a bit of fun, from Robert Plant. Said once, when Carl was playing with his first band, the Craig or the King Bees, somewhere over in Small Heath, I can't remember the name of the ballroom, it must have been in about 65. Apparently, the Band of Joy were up the bar, and John Bonham was looking over at Carl playing as the competition was screwing up paper cups or some such, and every time Carl wasn't looking, throwing them at him. So this is when they were both lads, around the 15, 16 mark. Obviously, Carl was a big influence on me, and technically he was influenced very much by Buddy Rich, so it was sort of a bit of a line down. Then along with other drummers, Elvin Jones, Max Roach, and many other jazz drummers. Carl himself had come up through playing in many, many local bands, pubs and clubs, even playing with Stevie Winwood as a duo in a bar. I think it was in Aston, maybe the Tavern. I did ask Stevie Winwood about that one time when he came into Ronnie Scott's, and he remembered it. So there's all sorts of links in the early days between musicians, you know, John Bonham, Stevie Winwood, Carl, and many, many local musicians. Roger Hill always used to say to me, the guitarist, Carl asked him to come and join Chris Farlow and the Thunderbirds when Albert Lee left, the guitarist. And Roger said, I always regretted it. I never took that move to London. I was a Brummie and stayed in Birmingham. So there's many, many tales about the growth of jazz and rock when it was all just starting to jumble up back in the 60s. And also many of the rock drummers wanting to get a jazz technique, so they were looking towards jazz drummers. And you can hear it in John Bonham, actually. You can hear he actually completely rips off a Max Roach drum solo at one point and puts it in his famous Moby Dick solo. And other parts I could identify on Carl's record that are directly taken off Buddy Rich. Very often you'd never know, because they've changed so much from the original. But this was the sort of the pollination of various styles all getting jumbled up back in the 60s and early 70s, when jazz and rock was feeding off each other. Jazz was getting more the backbeat and rock was getting a technique.